Lowe'sPest.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Coming up in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined momentarily by the publisher of Consumer Guide. And we're going to be taking a look back at 2013, a look forward to 2014, and doing a little preview of some of the upcoming big events. There are a number of very significant events on the calendar in the coming days and weeks, including the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas, and the big auto show in Detroit, known as the North American International Auto Show, which will be kicking off in another, eight days or so when it comes to the press. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Also, you can reach out via the email during the show or anytime, bob@autoworldradio.com. I want to say hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. I will be there for the auto show, so looking forward to catching up with all of my Detroit buddies. And speaking of buddies, let's go to the guest lines right now and welcome a great friend of the show and a gentleman who happens to be the publisher of Consumer Guide magazine, Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin by taking a look back at 2013. Certainly, sales number-wise, there's no question about it, Tom. The automakers did quite well.
Yeah, they certainly did. The automakers have been waiting around for that period of time during the recession when people didn't buy cars. And we all knew that this had to happen, that this pent-up demand for cars had to be released. And it's certainly being released now, and sales have been incredibly robust. And we got very close to $16 million this year.
Yeah, that's a real significant number. And also, when you look at how different brands did it, it's kind of interesting to study that. And despite the fact that the economy is better in certain sectors, other sectors continues to lag behind here in America. But the luxury brands did extraordinarily well. Mercedes-Benz had their best year ever in the entire history of the company here in North America.
Yeah, they did. And it's a lot of the sales was this incremental growth from the CLA, and Mercedes had luck this time. They tried again about a decade ago to launch a small car with an advertised price of about $30,000, but this one felt like a Mercedes, and people are snapping these things up.
That's great. I have not had the opportunity yet to drive the CLA. I can't wait for that opportunity. I've seen a lot on the road. Certainly, it's a beautiful design, kind of a baby cousin, a baby sibling to the CLS, the vehicle that kind of made the four-door coupe a fashion statement, and can't wait to get behind the wheel of that AMG model with an amazing amount of horsepower, close to 350 horsepower from a four-cylinder engine. Tom, have you spent time in either the regular or the AMG?
No, very short time in the regular car, and I have not driven the AMG version, which, again, yeah, you're right. That's just an amazing amount of power from a two-liter four. But the base CLA, which I only spent a brief amount of time in, is convincingly a Mercedes. You know, you get what you pay for, and it doesn't feel like an E-Class. It doesn't feel like their midsize car, but it does have the trappings of a Mercedes. I think that the $30,000 price is perhaps a misnomer, because out the door, they tend to, from what I understand, they're going for more like $35,000, $36,000. But still, as a price point, that's still a low entry point for Mercedes.
It sure is, and again, this vehicle is a looker, and no wonder it's doing so well in the marketplace. BMW did quite well in this country, in North America in general, in 2014. And Cadillac was a real star, with their sales being up significantly as well.
Yeah, the Cadillac ATS finally hit the market, and now the all-new CTS in both of those cars. represent the brand in the categories they're trying to compete in. You had a lot of comparison tests by the Buff Books, where the ATS did in fact hold its own against the likes of the 3 Series and the Infiniti G, and the Lexus IS, and the Cadillac CTS, nominated for North American Car of the Year, is just so much better than the car it replaces.
Taking a look at the 2013 U.S. luxury vehicle sales, we might as well look at them brand by brand. Audi was up 14%, 158,000 vehicles plus sold in 2013. Audi is a brand, Tom, that just continues to expand and certainly has its sights set on reaching an even higher plateau here in the U.S. In other parts of the world, it is really doing extraordinarily well. Do you think Audi's going to continue this progression?
I do. I think that one of the interesting things to watch this year now, is what Audi does with its diesel marketing. They spent a lot of time and effort and money pushing the awareness of its diesel models, which they expanded for this new year. I've driven the Audi A8 diesel, for example, and it's very convincingly a full-size luxury car that makes no compromises for the better fuel economy. It'll be interesting to see if they can become the diesel luxury brand that they're trying to be.
Bentley, of course, a niche high-end maker. Their sales were up 28%, but still they only sold 2,964 cars. BMW, we talked about, up 10% with 309,000 vehicles sold. Cadillac up 22% with 182,000 plus sold. Jag made a big leap in sales, still a small number, 16,952, but that's 41% up. And Tom, I got to believe it's the new F-Type, another vehicle that I haven't had wheel time with yet, and of course the addition of all-wheel drive, which is something that we haven't seen since the X-Type, and we've never seen in the larger Jags up until now. And for those folks who live in the Midwest, the Northeast, or Canada, this is a really smart move on the part of the folks at Jag.
No, absolutely. Jaguar desperately needed to do something with its cars, because if you were looking at a midsize luxury car at Jaguar, you had to take rear drive and you had to take a V8. And now for 13, and of course rolling into 14, they now actually have V6 and 4-cylinder models as well. So they can hit lower price points, they can offer all-wheel drive traction, and they're vastly more competitive now than they were last year.
Lamborghini, of course, only selling 520 vehicles in the U.S. in 2013, but that was a 33% increase over the year before. Land Rover, 50,010 vehicles sold, up 15%. Lexus, 273,000 plus vehicles, up 12%. Maserati, another niche high-end boutique maker, 4,768 vehicles sold, up 75%. But Mercedes, as we talked about, really hit the high water mark here with 334,344 vehicles sold. That was up 13%. Porsche continues to do well with 42,324 sales in the U.S. That's up 21%. And we have seen some new Porsches introduced recently. Porsche's got themselves a second sport utility vehicle. The Cayenne is a vehicle that was panned, of course, by Porsche files at first, but really played a significant role in making this company what it is today. And now we have the new smaller sport utility from Porsche. It's going to be interesting to see how that vehicle does.
Yeah, I suspect it'll do very well. Loosely based on the Audi Q5 architecture, but available with just a pair of turbo V6s. If this is as credibly the sport machine that the Cayenne is, I think they'll do very well with it, especially now that they're going to be hitting this lower price point.
So when we look at the 2013 luxury vehicle sales, both the brands Ram and Cadillac did extremely well, the two fastest growing American car brands, and new records were set by both BMW and Mercedes-Benz. Straight ahead, we're going to talk more with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we'll do a little preview of what's around the corner, and we'll talk all about Consumer Guide and lots more. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. Don't go away.
Years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Mancow. Now heard here. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I've always been a big fan of Consumer Guide, and it's my pleasure to have in this hour of the broadcast the publisher of Consumer Guide with us, Tom Appel, and we're talking all about the year past, 2013, looking ahead to 2014. And certainly, Tom, the month of January is going to be a busy one for journalists with the Consumer Electronics Show becoming more car-centric. I remember being there a couple of years ago. One of the spokespeople for the Consumer Electronics Association, who I've known for a lot of years, he said to me, "I went to an electronic show and a car show broke out."
Yeah, and Ford's been a big part of that. Ford's done a lot of their MyTouch Ford and other interface news. They've been releasing at CES, and it's funny how the two worlds, automotive and electronics, are merging like this.
It is true, and one of the things that the automakers are struggling with is keeping up with technology and keeping up with the latest. The consumer electronics folks can turn out during the course of a year sometimes a two or even three generations of, let's say, a phone or a tablet, whereas an automaker needs 3 or 4 years usually to get a vehicle to market. So with the importance of connectivity being so high on buyers' lists, this is one of the big reasons why the automakers have embraced CES. When I was there last year, I believe there were like 12 or 13 automakers displaying, and every year it seems to get bigger.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because we have all the automakers that rush to do this, and everyone's got a system now, and we're not where the smartphone is, where we all have a basic understanding of how it should work. I think that, as you mentioned, that the automotive industry tends to trail a little bit because of the model cycle. So we have these different systems and different cars with different consumer reactions, and all of them have a certain amount of complaints and flaws about them, and I think that we're going to see that the next 4 or 5 years are going to be the shakedown period for how these things are actually expected to work by consumers.
Let's talk about the upcoming Detroit, also known as North American International Auto Show. Certainly one of the biggest shows of the year when it comes to the number of journalists. The people who put on the show say it is the largest show in North America for media. About 6,000 journalists come from around the world. And every year, this year is shaping up to be a big one. We're expecting to see a number of world and North American debuts. Rumor has it we'll see the Z06 variant of the Corvette. We'll also see the next generation Ford F-Series, so it should be very exciting.
Yeah, I'm especially interested in the Ford F-150. It's funny how little about that vehicle has been confirmed, but how much of it has leaked. And I think one of the most interesting technological leaps that any big truck can make is this move that Ford is rumored to be making, but almost certainly making, in going to aluminum body stampings.
Yeah, that's going to be big, and there have been some rumors that they've had some durability issues. But as someone pointed out to me, look at what Land Rover has done with the extensive use of aluminum in their vehicles, like, for example, the Range Rover Sport. And here's a vehicle that can still climb over mountains and rocks and trails, and there are durability issues there. So it shouldn't be a problem in the long run.
Yeah, and Rover was able to pull something like 700-800 pounds out of the vehicle when they updated it with aluminum, so the benefits are huge.
When you log on to consumerguide.com, you can click on one of my favorite areas of the website, which is the Daily Drive, and it contains all kinds of automotive news and commentary. And I noticed you've got a story up there, Tom, posted a couple of days back on the 2014 Chevrolet Camaro Z28 is coming in at $75,000. This surprises me a little bit. I didn't expect it to be that much more expensive than the ZL1.
No, it surprised everyone at our office, too, and I've had a lot of conversation about it. And despite there's a considerable amount of content that makes this a track-worthy car, but, a price that runs about $15,000 more than the faster, more powerful ZL1 is baffling. And we can only assume that Chevy doesn't intend to sell very many of these, and they want it to be limited production, though they've issued no numbers, no sales projections of any sort.
Yeah, it's going to be a very limited edition model, as is the Boss 302 from Mustang. That is definitely a steep price tag, no doubt, a future collectible most likely, and it will be interesting to see how it does in the marketplace. Another thing that I love that you do on consumerguide.com is the review flashbacks, and you posted one on December 30th about the 1991 Chevrolet Caprice. And it's interesting to look back some 20-plus years and see how far we've come.
Yeah, the 91 Caprice is a fascinating vehicle because it followed up on the immensely successful previous generation of the Caprice, which almost defined what a three-box sedan should be. You know, the previous sedan came out in 77 and was this perfect size for consumers when they were looking to just save a little bit gas and downsize a little bit. the 91 came out, you know, people probably didn't want to get smaller, and the reaction to this sort of larger, slightly bubble-shaped vehicle was not nearly so popular.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see the Caprice name, which for decades was just huge sales-wise for Chevrolet, but no longer a part of the lineup.
No, and Impala is now the word. I think they think that indicates a vehicle that's slightly more athletic, and that's the word we get, the name we get now. Yep, the Caprice has been mothballed for a number of years.
Another cool flashback that you've done recently was one about the 1985 Lincoln Mark VII, the turbo diesel variant, which is a vehicle that a lot of people have forgotten about. This was an interesting experiment between Ford and BMW, and it's surprising in a lot of ways that it didn't sell better, but then again, diesel technology, again, has come a country mile since the middle 80s, and when you compare today's diesel technology with mid-80s diesel technology, there's no comparison whatsoever.
No, I think that the marketing folks at Lincoln thought that there'd be this wonderful halo effect from having a diesel engine, which was largely understood to be a very European thing at the time, and to put one from BMW into their cars. Well, that just made perfect sense because you had this, you know, European builder. But they had contracted for as many as 30,000 of these engines a year, and over the 2-year period that they were offered, 85 and 86, they only sold 2,000 of them a year. So the buying public was not ready for a diesel-powered Lincoln.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one on the road, so there's a future collectible. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Our very special guest is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. If you're in the market right now for a new vehicle and would like to talk about your vehicle choice, perhaps you have it narrowed down to two or three different models and you would like Tom's opinion and my opinion, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Also, you can shoot me an email. I'm watching it right now. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. When we come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour break, we'll find out about the history of Consumer Guide and talk about four strange things that Tom bought recently at a gas station. More straight ahead right here as Auto World continues on great stations all across North America.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World, and our very special guest is publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel. I've always been a huge fan of Consumer Guide. And, Tom, why don't you give us a little history on Consumer Guide, how long it's been around, and tell us a little bit about the company in general.
Sure. Consumer Guide was founded in 1967. The original publisher, Lou Weber, who is my boss, is still with the company to this day. We started doing a regular monthly publication, an auto review publication, in 1973. We were monthly all the way through 2007, when print just didn't work anymore, when we fully committed our efforts online. We have ConsumerGuide.com, which is our review site. We have the CG Daily Drive, which is our blog and automotive-related fun site. And we still do an annual print publication that centers around our Best Buys, and that's actually on bookshelves right now.
And that's such a great, valuable resource for anybody who is out there right now. And I know that there are many listening to us as we speak here that are considering the purchase of a new vehicle, whether it's immediately or down the road. There's so much great information to be found in that printed guide.
Well, thank you. Yes, we hope it's useful.
Let's talk about a very cool story that you put up on the blog a few weeks back. I love the title, Four Strange Things I Bought at a Gas Station Today.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time, just a full confession, I'm something of a Diet Pepsi addict, and this drives me into the gas station when I'm getting gas, and I couldn't help noticing that when I'm at gas stations that there's the expected lottery tickets and cigarettes and newspapers and milk and beverages, but after that, things get murkier about what is stocked at gas stations, and I decided to find the four weirdest things that I could find in one day shopping around at gas stations, and I put together that list here.
Oh, that's great. Tell us about those four strange items, Tom.
We'll do that. My favorite, of course, was, and I don't know why these were in, I live in the Chicago area, and I don't know why, but toy remote control helicopters were in every gas station for most of the summer. And I went ahead and got a shot of one of those. But my favorite, and I think the most bizarre, is something called Armor Potted Meat Food Product. I don't know.
I never heard of that.
I don't know why anyone looking for, you know, a tank of gas and a pack of cigarettes would consider this product, but it is an alarmingly inexpensive meat product that is served in a can and has an expiration date many years beyond what we would think is normal. I was also impressed by something called Horny Goat Weed, which is a libido stimulant, and this was sold next to the cashier.
Very good.
Yeah, I haven't been able to give it away since I photographed it. Also interesting was something called Mugshot Magazine. Which is a collection of
pictures
of
people, great who been,
just people who have been recently arrested. It's $1, and it's
magazine,
well worth time and money. It's a fun read.
Maybe we can get them as a new sponsor here on the show. I like this. The Crime Times.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fine publication. Yeah, so that's how I spent my day instead of going into the office one day.
Well, I'll tell you, it is true. When you go to the self-serve gas stations today and go into pay, you are surrounded by some very unusual items. Now, another one that I've seen here locally, I've relocated in recent weeks from Boston down to Florida here, and my favorite one that I've encountered so far here in Florida is fresh sushi at the gas station.
With an expiration date of 3 hours, I don't really know how that's done.
I know, exactly. I mean, geez. I think you can do a little bit better if you're a person that likes sushi. If you are buying it at a gas station, there's something wrong with your life, I think.
Well, it's going to be something wrong with your health.
Yes, there soon will be. Let's see what else you've got cooking here in the Daily Drive. It's amazing that the way automotive news filters out these days, Tom. It seems like every single day the automakers, everybody's, you know, juggling for publicity. No matter how, no matter what you. It's mind-boggling. It's getting me all tongue-tied here as a professional radio talk show host. But it seems like, you know, with all the social media out there today and with all the ways that the automakers are trying to get into our inboxes and get into the public's mind, what used to be something that you could cover on a weekly basis is now something that you've got to cover like you're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah, it is tough, and the industry changes on a daily basis. And my inbox at work is flooded daily with 5, 6, maybe even a dozen of the most bizarre press releases that aren't usually of any real news. And it's manufacturers will just contort sales numbers to make something look really good just to make news out of it. It's not even that they're trying to lie or exaggerate. They're simply trying to come up with a news story just to feed the social media machine. And you'll find things about strange packages that are going to be offered for a couple of weeks on a vehicle, peculiar sales numbers, anything they can do, even just the smallest little charity events that involve their vehicle or their product or their personnel, anything to feed the social media machine because they just need to keep creating news.
It is absolutely so true. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or bob@autoworldradio.com. Got an email. This email is from Mike, who is listening in Missouri, and Mike would like to know if either one of us has had the opportunity to drive the new Corvette, the C7 Corvette. And unfortunately, I have not. How about you, Tom?
I have driven a Corvette. I drove a Corvette automatic. I have not driven a manual yet. And I can tell you unequivocally that it's the best Corvette I've had the opportunity to drive. It is an astonishingly quick and responsive vehicle. But unlike previous Corvettes, it's incredibly nice inside and remarkably quiet and smooth running. The vehicle we had the performance suspension, and yet I would say that the ride was certainly not like a family sedan, but completely acceptable as a daily driver.
It is absolutely a beautiful vehicle, and you're so right, Tom. That interior is so well done, and certainly we definitely will report on it as soon as we get the chance to drive it. Another interesting vehicle that seems to be batted around in recent times, of course, it was a legendary vehicle back in the 1980s, and I know a gentleman who actually made a documentary film about the vehicle called Black Air. I'm talking about the Buick Grand National. It's interesting that I've heard that Buick may be bringing something like this back into the fold. Have you heard any of those rumors as well, Tom?
Heard the rumors, and I think the most important part about that is whether or not they have a platform to put something that powerful on. Right now, Buick does not have a rear drive chassis that they use, but that doesn't mean that they, General Motors can't supply them with one. Obviously, to be true to the legend, it should be a it should be a turbocharged car and rear drive. And to be competitive these days, to the same degree, it would have to be something in the 500-600 horsepower range.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, that original Buick Grand National, and of course the limited production GNX, I mean, grossly underrated. I know it didn't even come up to the base. Grand National didn't even make the 300 horsepower mark, and I think that was done intentionally to not outshine the Corvette back then, because this vehicle actually would out-accelerate a Corvette. They used that engine, too, in a limited production version of the Pontiac Trans Am, a pace
right.
car variant.
Right.
I remember that one well. When we come back on the other side, let's see, we've got three more emails, and of course we'll take your calls at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The bad boy of broadcasting, Man Cow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com. Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I would highly recommend that you log on to ConsumerGuide.com. Check out all the cool information there, including the Best Buy for 2013. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. And we're talking about a whole slew of things and taking your calls and emails. Let's take a look at some of these emails that have come in over the last few minutes. Stephen in Washington State writes, I presently own a Lexus RX luxury crossover. I'm in the market for another luxury crossover. Is there any other crossover in the lower price luxury range that I should consider? That's a good question, Stephen. What do you think, Tom?
The Acura MDX was all new last year, and it's a remarkably refined and fun-to-drive vehicle. The MDX is always sort of on the sporty side in that class, and true to form, they've kept it that way with just a little bit more space and a little bit nicer interior for 2014, but well worth a look.
Definitely. We've also got an email here from John in New Hampshire, and John would like to know about the new Chevrolet Malibu. He says he's seen the 2014 out there on the road, and it looks like it's been revised from 2013. Do either one of us have any comments on the Malibu? Have you been behind the wheel of a Malibu recently, Tom?
Yeah, I've driven two of the new Malibus. One is Malibu, for a lot of people don't know, was redesigned for 2013, I think it was, and they did some very quick revisions. It might have been 2012, and they did some very quick revisions because public response wasn't great. One of the complaints was anonymous styling, and the other was a lack of rear seat leg room. And for 2014, the car has been freshened significantly, and one of the things they did was boost fuel economy with a new base engine, a 2.5-liter engine with stop-start technology that works pretty well. They've done some modifications to the rear seat area to squeeze another inch and a half out of the leg room. And additionally, they've got a revised turbocharged engine now in the Malibu Turbo, which I think becomes available in the 2LT trim level. That is a remarkably refined, small turbo that does pretty well on the gas. Additionally, they've tweaked the interior a little bit, which was never the car's problem. It had a nice interior, and it has a nicer interior now. It's an interesting car. It's not on everyone's look-at list, and it probably should be. But a lot of changes for 2014.
Let's see, we've got an email, another reason why you should visit ConsumerGuide.com and check out the 2014 Best Buys, because here's a question that follows right into that. The gentleman's name is Herman, and Herman is in Oklahoma, and he is in the market for a large pickup truck, and he would like to know, what is the Consumer Guide Best Buy for 2014?
We picked two Best Buys for 2014, the Ram 1500 and the Chevy Silverado, and it's twin brother, the GMC Sierra. We like the Ram very much, and we like the Ram mostly for ride and handling, having to do with its coil rear suspension and interior refinements. It's just a very refined, big truck. And if you spend a lot of time in your truck, that's probably the way to go. We like the Chevy for a lot for its drivetrain technology. The new 5.3-liter V8, which we think will be the volume engine, makes use of a number of features, including direct injection, cylinder deactivation, variable valve timing to get just surprising mileage for a vehicle that powerful. And in our testing, we got almost 19 miles per gallon in average driving, which is unheard of in a pickup.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's definitely a couple of great choices. Greg in New Jersey says that he is in the market for a small vehicle such as the Ford Focus. He says he has been a fan of Ford products for many, many years. He's considering the Focus, but he would also like to look at some other vehicles in the same price range, around $20,000 or so. What would you guys recommend? What do you think, Tom?
For around $20,000, which is a hard number to stay at these days, there's a couple of interesting choices that people should consider. The Honda Civic, which was freshened for 2014, and now comes with a CVT automatic transmission as opposed to what was a 5-speed automatic. And the Mazda 3 is all new for 2014, and now is included in Mazda Sky Active program, which involves its super high compression ratio engine for much improved fuel economy. But both of those cars are well worth a look. They're new and fresh feeling.
Yeah, Mazda certainly has done wonders with that Sky Active technology. You can get it not only in the 3, but in a number of other crossovers, and the Mazda 6 as well. And again, it points out that you don't necessarily need to have a hybrid these days to get close to 40 miles per gallon with all the computing technology, like you say, Tom, the variable valve timing and other enhancements. There are a number of vehicles out there with traditional, normally aspirated gasoline-powered engines that are knocking on 40 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, it's impressive how that's working, and you know, we're going to be seeing these incremental gains with each new generation or update of a vehicle as everyone climbs for those 2025 targets, which are going to be tough for the manufacturers to make, but in the long run, consumers benefit.
Here's a great question if you're into sporting vehicles. This one comes from Don, and Don is in Florida, and Don says he's in the market for a high-performance sedan. He says he is considering either the Dodge Charger SRT8 or perhaps the new Chevrolet SS or the Ford Taurus Show. Which would you guys recommend? Well, that's a tough choice there. Those are three very distinct vehicles, Tom.
Yeah, they really are. Full disclosure, Consumer Guide has not yet spent time with the Chevrolet SS, though we look forward to doing so very soon. The Taurus has all sorts of power and kind of goes about it a little bit differently. Obviously, the brute of that group is the SRT with just the giant Hemi engine. Of the ones I've driven, I'm going to exclude the Chevy SS because I just haven't driven it yet. I would lean towards the Chrysler product simply because of the superior cabin space. I find that the Taurus is just a little bit cramped.
Yeah, I too would concur with you on that, and you know, I'm a big fan of the SRT group there at Chrysler. 470 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque with the cylinder deactivation. I believe in the not-too-distant future we'll probably see either in Detroit or in Chicago an announcement of the 8-speed automatic finding its way into that vehicle, and certainly for miles per mile, you can't beat that Charger SRT. The SRT8 Charger is a good choice. Here's another question. This one is from Jim in California, and Jim would like to know about Consumer Guide's best choice for minivans, something that we don't talk about as much today. But how about the 2014 Consumer Guide minivan best choice, Tom?
Yeah, that's a crowded field. Now, all the products there are pretty good, but we stick with the Chrysler Town & Country and the Dodge Grand Caravan in that class, simply for the combination of refined powertrain, good fuel economy, and just feature-packed cabins. They're just remarkably family-friendly, and there's just no better way to move seven people efficiently than a minivan.
Here's another question. This one is from Paul, and Paul is listening on WDIS AM 1170 in Norfolk, Massachusetts, and he says, I live in suburban Boston. I'm considering the purchase of an electric vehicle, but have worries about the cold weather having adverse effects on battery life. Do either of you folks have any input on that? It's certainly a very good question and something very much to be concerned with. I believe there's no question about it. If you live in an extremely hot area of the country, if you live in an Arizona or parts of Florida, parts of California, or if you live in the cold weather states, all electric vehicles definitely are affected by climate, Tom.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And Consumer Guide has done a lot of testing with electric vehicles, including a long-term Mitsubishi I that we had for a year. And absolutely, the cold weather has a dramatic impact on the battery's capacity to hold energy. And you will see declines in, you know, weather approaching zero of 10 or even 15% of the capacity of the engine. I'm sorry, of the battery. And that's just still a reality. And there's not a lot you can do about that. And If the numbers still work for you, but you find that most of these vehicles have ranges realistically in the 80 to 100-mile range. So if you are in a cold or temperate climate, you do have to make allowances for 10 to 15% of that range to disappear during the winter months.
We got a question here from Peter. Peter is in South Carolina, and he wants to know what's Consumer Guide's best pick for 2014 in the premium large car class.
We are again going with the Mercedes-Benz S-Class. It's just such a combination of refinement and space. It's just unmatched in the luxury world.
So true. Tom, thank you very much for your time here today.
Always a pleasure.
Everybody, check out ConsumerGuide.com. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.